Dr. Pinsky with the mail I am on, Hector Terrero, T-E-R-R-E-R-O. Hector Terrero is a 68-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2-7-19. Apparently he was driving a forklift and another one crashed into him. But as a result, he believes he injured his back but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including injections. These originally provided him 100% relief, but settled back to 80% improvement. He completed his course of active treatment with Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Terrero alleges he was operating a forklift when he was struck by a co-worker's forklift on 2-7-19. Prior treatment records show he was seen on 2-8-19 by nurse practitioner Antwi, A-N-T-W-I. He stated after the accident he did not feel any pain, but started having right flank pain on the day of this visit. He had a history of abdominal herniorrhaphy. He was diagnosed with a contusion of the right side of the back, for which he was initiated on conservative care. He followed up on 2-14-19 and remained symptomatic. He was then referred for physical therapy. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. On 2-28-19, he expressed how he felt 80% better with a pain level of 3/10. Ms. Antwi followed his progress over the next several months, running through through 3-10-20. He had been referred to orthopedics on 9-20-19 by Dr. Faisal, F-A-I-S-A-L, also in the same family and occupational medicine practice. New paragraph. Mr. Terrero was then seen orthopedically on 1-26-21 by Dr. Sinha. He noted Mr. Terrero had been receiving physical therapy. He had seen Ms. Antwi and Dr. Faisal, F-A-I-S-A-L, the last on 3-10-20. Dr. K, K-A-Y-E, at Rothman. Recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine. He was then seen at Rothman on 8-3-21 by Dr. Sinha again, MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 10-21-21, It revealed degenerative changes at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 by way of disc bulge and facet hypertrophy. He continued to see Dr. Sinha on 9/28/22 period. He then was seen within the same practice on 8/1/23, again by Dr. Sinha. Period. At that point, they elected to proceed with injection therapy. Period. On 9/13/23, Dr. Young administered bilateral L2, L3, and L4 lumbar and medial branch blocks. Period. Dr. Conliffe, CONLIFFE, administered similar injections on 1/2/24. Period. Actually, the latter was an epidural injection. Period. Physical exam. The examinee's son stated his father downplays his pain. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed congenitally short thumbs bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Extremities lower. He wore jeans and sandals, limiting proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Cervical normal thoracic. He was tender in the midline at T9 through T12. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. Active flexion was full but elicited tenderness. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 85 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. Impressions. On 2/7/19, Hector Torero was operating a forklift when it was struck by another. Period. He was seen the next day and diagnosed with a contusion of the back. Period. Conservative therapeutic measures were instituted. Period. He had continued to see occupational health through 3/10/19 period. However, it appears that this was extended. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 10/21/21, but he was seen at Rothman Orthopedics by a variety of specialists, including Dr. Sinha. Period. He accepted a series of injections with improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Mr. Trigger had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for low back and radicular complaints. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. He was tender in the midline at T9 through T12. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. In the subject event, Mr. Torero had most sustained contusion and sprain with underlying degenerative disease. Period. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. He continues to remain in the workforce as a heavy machine operator. In a similar capacity to the one he held with the insured. Period. And that is the end.